With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Traffic offenses are again on the rise, and police are calling on drivers to change the local road culture in the Cayman Islands. Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks reports on the traffic trends from the recently released 2023 annual crime and traffic statistics.
With a total of 10,716 traffic offenses in 2023, police are reporting an increase of 14%. The highest number of ticketed offenses are exceeding the maximum speed limit, 4,644, and keeping vehicles licensed and insured at 3,242 offenses. Motor vehicle accidents are up 10% year over year, an average of more than 60 accidents each week, and 270 arrests for driving under the influence. Chief Superintendent Brad Ebanks says that even with increased police presence, traffic offenses are rising and the department needs more to cope with the increased population, now at some 85,000 residents with 51,000 cars on the streets.
From a traffic perspective, now that the National Road Safety Strategy has come online, there is a need to have sufficient officers to meet the objectives and the goals of the strategy.
He says while the RCIPS tries to grapple with the increase, they do try to strike a balance and avoid inconveniencing the motoring public.
We have a real written policy not to do road enforcements during peak hours. The fact remains that any incident between Savannah and East End, alternatives are very, very limited.
Mr. Ebanks says Tuesday's police roadblock during peak travel hours affecting commuters heading east near Countryside should not have happened and will look into the matter, but nonetheless is calling on drivers to follow the rules of the road. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
A drug bust by police. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says three men on Friday were all arrested of suspicion of possession of ganja, possession with intent to supply of both ganja and cocaine, along with consumption. This resulted from police observing, quote, suspicious activity in Georgetown on School Road. During their search, police found suspected ganja, cocaine, and over $10,000 in cash. A search of the suspect's home resulted in police also finding more cash along with drug paraphernalia and, quote, other illegal items. The men were granted bail pending further investigations. And in other news, the 11th annual Cayman Islands Government Employee of the Year ceremony is taking place tonight. Radio Cayman's April Cummings brings us this report.
Each month, a civil servant is chosen as Employee of the Month, and tonight we will find out which of those 12 will be Employee of the Year. Her Excellency Governor Jane Owen will join Deputy Governor, the Honorable France Manderson, head of the civil service, as well as awardees, colleagues, and family members at an invitation-only gala event. The theme for the ceremony is making exceptional moments our everyday business. Chief Officer's Choice Award recipients will also be recognized, and the ceremony will highlight three civil service teams judged as having created moments of magic for the civil service and or the country during 2023. You can see the show live on CIGTV or online on the Cayman Islands Government YouTube and Facebook pages starting at 7 p.m. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Julie Kendler. Human Rights Watch has accused the army in Burkina Faso of killing more than 200 civilians, including at least 50 children, in a single day in February. Survivors say people in two villages north of the country were rounded up and shot. America's top diplomat Antony Blinken, who's on the second day of his trip to China, has called on Beijing to provide a level playing field for US businesses. The two superpowers are attempting to repair their relationship. The French president has warned that the European Union faces immense risks over the coming decade. Emmanuel Macron said the bloc was rearming itself too slowly. Israel's war cabinet is meeting to discuss a possible major military operation in Rafah, in southern Gaza. The Israeli government believes several Hamas battalions and hostages still held by the group are in the city. More than a million displaced Palestinians are taking refuge there. A power-sharing agreement between the Scottish National Party and its junior partner, the Scottish Greens, has collapsed. The Greens had been angered by SNP's decision to scrap emission targets. It's understood the SNP will now form a minority government. BBC News.